Surely the redeemed are standing upon a solid rock. Jesus Christ is the solid rock of our salvation. He never changes. He never moves. He is the Word of God. Hebrews 13:8 reads, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. He is impervious to the winds of change. He is faithful and true. And the words of the Father that He speaks unto us are true and righteous altogether. The rock of those who reject Christ is sinking sand. Deuteronomy 32:37, and he shall say, Where are their gods, their rock, in whom they trusted? Deuteronomy 32:31, For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, speaks these words unto us in Matthew 7:24-27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Have you been born again? Have all your sins and shame been washed away? Is your life filled with hope and promise? Does your childlike faith dominate your circumstances? Would you like to stand upon the solid rock? Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Job 27, verse 3, All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. God said, Hebrews 13:2, Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. God said, Romans 8:26-27, Likewise the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Man said, Show me. I want proof. Where is the Christian God? Now the record. The idea that God interacts in the daily and even the finite details of the lives of men is absurd to the unbeliever, but to the redeemed, it is the bedrock of redemption. In their blindness, they challenge and clamor for proof, a proof they can't define, a proof they desperately hope is not forthcoming. This is God Said, Man Said, feature 525 that proves the full veracity of the Word of God, every jot, every tittle. These features are archived in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We are pleased that you have come. These are the last days. Truly, this world has entered desperate times. If we ever ran the race, it is time to run with true diligence, and childlike faith must abound. Studying the Bible found in the majority text and knowing that it is true and righteous altogether is everything to the saved. The words of God are the totality of all that is, and those who trust in God's word are rich. Turn off the negative, vile media and turn on your faith in Christ Jesus. Immerse yourself in the Word of God daily. Go to a full Bible church. Attend Bible studies. Pray. Sing the songs of Zion. Witness to the lost and enjoy your salvation. In this position, the child of God will bear much fruit and have life and have it more abundantly. Show me God, they shout, oblivious to the fact that he fills all things and is everywhere to see and experience. Psalms 19, verses 1 through 3. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Because man has rejected the obvious, he has become a fool, even suggesting that mankind and all living are products of some primordial soup and on to creeping things. Romans chapter 8, 18 through 23. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. How close is God to you and me? Job 27:3. All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. How close is God to you and me? Science in the study of light, photons, and the electromagnetic field now knows that light is not simply illumination, but in fact is laden with information, the information of life. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. John chapter 1, 6 through 9, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. I guess you could simply say to the carnal that God is hidden in plain sight. Saints, we are in very dark days. Let your faith abound, and it will lighten your life. Man continues in the old jaded quest. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? He spends countless hours in treasure pursuing these questions, questions for which all believers have very clear answers from the very minute of their redemption. In their carnal sophistication, they seek for the source and meaning of life. The simplest student of the Bible not only has the ability to interact with the supernatural source of all, and even to harness the power of God for his own personal benefit and that of others. Today's science continues to probe the universe looking for answers. For some decades now, large sets of electronic ears have been positioned in Chile, listening for voices from outer space. They broadcasted a signal into the heavens and have been patiently waiting. After all these millions of dollars in expense and tens of thousands of man-hours, still no response. SETI is the name of the big-eared project. The acronym stands for Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Extraterrestrial intelligence has spoken, but only well-tuned ears can hear. Matthew chapter 13, verses 15 and 16, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Thousands of sophisticated telescopes have been trained on the heavens, searching for intelligent life. A myriad of fantasies have been paraded before man in the form of books, movies, etc., declaring kingdoms somewhere in the universe much superior to those of this earth. But as you should suspect, they're looking in all the wrong places. Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Europe's LHC, Large Hadron Collider, among other things, searches for the Higgs boson, the theoretical common denominator of all things, Einstein's theory of everything. Again, they're looking in all the wrong places. Colossians chapter 1, 12 through 9, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. A relatively new theory spawned in quantum physics is the idea of a parallel universe or multiverse that's separated from the one in which we exist by the thinnest of membranes. There is such a place. It is the invisible kingdom of God that dwells within the born again. A university in the United States already offers a class on speaking to extraterrestrials. The purpose of the course is to construct a dialogue with which we could communicate with an extraterrestrial if indeed we are ever contacted by one. Now consider this marvel. The first commandment Jesus Christ gives the church just before his ascension into heaven was for them to tarry in Jerusalem until they were baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The believers waited for 10 days, and then Acts chapter 2, 1 and 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Jesus said, Mark 16, verse 17, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." 1 Corinthians 14, 14 through 18, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. And I thank my God I speak with tongues more than ye all." 1 Corinthians 14, 2. "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth it, him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries." Imagine that on the day of Pentecost, a supernatural language was given to the church to afford direct communication between the children of God and God himself, the extraterrestrial of all extraterrestrials. Now, Romans 8, 26 and 27, listen to this. "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." For those of you who have yet to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, please take time to review the following series. You can receive the baptism here at God Said, Man Said in the privacy of your home. God has opened up a direct line of communication. Men have long speculated there could be extraterrestrials dwelling among us, and the Bible declares that there are. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." Revelation chapter 12, 7 through 12, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Carnal men will continue to search in vain, but the redeemed have already arrived. Very dark days are approaching. We will need our childlike faith functioning at the highest level. I once heard a believer say that there was something actually faster than the speed of light. He said that something was prayer, and he was right. Harnessing the power of prayer in our understanding and in the new tongue, praying in the Spirit, are in fact abilities to harness the power of God itself. Then watching God's hand in real time in the little and the big is a marvel of marvels. Several weeks ago during a Wednesday night prayer meeting, a prayer request was made concerning a missing garbage can. Brother Carl, who was in charge of solving the problem, discovered that it had been missing for some months. He had called Waste Management several times and still had no resolution. His request was that God would help us resolve the problem. Many would find such a request ridiculous. Friday morning, 2 days later, our brother who made the request and who lives 8 miles from the church was backing out of his driveway. He and his wife were going out to run some errands. A truck coming in the opposite direction was moving slowly, and the driver was waving to Carl. The truck pulled up alongside Brother Carl, for he was lost and needed some direction. After Carl directed him, he noticed an advertisement on the truck's door that read, Waste Management. Brother Carl explained the problem we were having with the garbage can and this fellow's company. The truck driver took Carl's phone number and the address of the church, which was 8 miles away, and said we would have a solution in 2 hours. Around 2 hours later, Brother Carl received a phone call from the refuse company. They apologized for the inconvenience and replaced the church's garbage can at no charge. What a beautiful miracle. A miracle that had to happen in a 5-second window of time. The supernatural coordination was spectacular. One, Brother Carl and his wife had to get ready to go out and leave their home at a time specific. Two, a Waste Management company driver had to drive past Carl's house also at a time specific, and he needed to be lost so that he would flag Carl down in order to ask questions. Three, God had to coordinate the Waste Management employee's time to include the time he arose that morning, the time he took at Dunkin' Donuts, the time he spent at the local traffic light, and the particular call he would have to make that morning near Brother Carl's house. This was all coordinated to facilitate a 5-second window of time and to answer a prayer made the previous Wednesday evening a miracle in real time. Dark times are ahead for the world. Let your childlike faith light the way. God said, Job chapter 27, verse 3, All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. God said, Hebrews 13, 2, Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. God said, Romans 8, 26 and 27, Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Man said, Show me, I want proof. Where is the Christian God? Now you have the record.